Essentially, you want them all ending up down in here.
That splashing is the sound of European carp being emptied from a trap on the upper Murrumbidgee River between Canberra and Cooma.
Carp are recognised as the most significant aquatic pest in southeastern Australia. Environmentally, they're a massive problem for our rivers, particularly in the Murray-Darling Basin. They make up 90% of the biomass of fish in rivers, which is an extremely significant number. They continue to increase in abundance. They're about four times more abundant now than they were 20 years ago, and their range continues to expand. So it's been a problem for the last 40 years, and it's a growing problem.
Dr. Dean Gilligan is a senior research scientist with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Despite that bleak outline of the European carp's pervasive nature, Dr. Gilligan is optimistic that a silver bullet could be just around the corner.
Well, it's Cyprinid herpes virus 3. It started causing outbreaks of disease in the Northern Hemisphere in the mid-90s. And it spread right through the Northern Hemisphere. It's in North America, Europe, and into Asia. And at the moment, it's in Indonesia. So that's the closest population of the incidence of the virus to Australia. But countries like Australia and New Zealand who really want to control carp don't have it. So it's entirely species specific. It doesn't affect any other animal, and it's a really promising candidate for biocontrol. So for the last several years, CSIRO in Victoria have been testing that it's specific to carp. We're getting to the end stage of that preliminary research and arming ourselves with information we need to go forward with proposals to use it as a biocontrol in Australia. That approval process is very time-consuming and convoluted, as it should be. It requires lots of government and community support, and it'll take a couple of years to get approval, but if it's approved, it'll make a massive difference.
If or when that happens, knowing where to release the virus for maximum impact will be critical, as will tracking its progress. And that's where it's hoped citizen science can play a role.
For a number of feral fish in our catchment we'd like to get some more information on, but carp, I suppose, is one that's captured the imaginations of the public and is a very visible pest in our systems. I think people can do a lot to help us gather information about carp. People think because they're so prevalent, there's so many around, that we must know a lot about them. But in fact, we don't. We don't know what numbers they exist in, their breeding hotspots, where they like to aggregate, and what times of the year. There's so much we don't know. And if we could know more of those details about carp in particular, we could be more strategic in our controls.
Feral fish scan is one of the latest in the invasive species CRC's feral scan program. Upper Murrumbidgee Water Watcher's Boo O'Reilly explains how it works.
Feral fish scan has got a fantastic mapping interface. You can just go on, you can learn about what to look for with carp and other feral species that we get in the Upper Murrumbidgee. This is an initiative that's only been launched in the Upper Murrumbidgee at the moment, from Burrinjuck Dam upwards.
And people can do it on their phone as well, can't they?
They can do it on their phone. There is a mobile interface now that you can, if you're in range, you can pull it up on your mobile and you can enter data through your mobile. That's no problem.
Now we jump straight out into the river. Hold on, we got one.
But with the carp herpes virus still years from release, controls like trapping remain important for now. The Upper Murrumbidgee Demonstration Reach runs through the Bush Heritage-owned Scottsdale Reserve. Facilitator Antia Braderman is excited by the results of a new prototype trap, which today has netted four carp.
It's a bycatch-reducing carp net. It works around the theory of getting carp to come to you by causing feeding aggregations. What is also novel about this is we're actually trying to catch carp in a river. The river is connected. So if we know how fast are carp moving into a pool such as this, we can sort of see what is the likely carp trapping impact. Potentially we'll be trapping here for an extended period of time, and we can actually start to see how the ecosystem bounces back with that carp reduction.